Okay, we're in Mechaber Simen Ches Sif Tes Vav Im Nafla Taliso Shaloba Miskavein V'Chozer Misatev. So this happens all the time. Someone's talis falls off without his knowledge, meaning he didn't plan to take it off. We discussed in the previous sif someone who takes it off on purpose. Now we're talking about, let's say, it falls off by itself. Tzarech Levarech V'Chozer Misatev Tzarech Levarech. When you put it back on, you have to make a new bracha. But Behusha Nafla Kula, that's only if all of it fell off. Avon Lo Nafla Kula, Afal Pisha Nafla Ruba, Ein Tzarech Levarech. If most of it fell off, but not all of it, you don't need to make another bracha. So this is something that happens all the time, that somebody's talis might fall off, and you are mechuyev to make a new bracha as long as all of it fell off. So we have to discuss a couple of details within this halacha. So the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Lamed Tes writes, what is the difference between this case and the case we were discussing when you took it off? So he says that Lashon is Bezeh Gora Yoser. This is a worse situation than when you took it off on purpose. Why? The Hanafla below Dasva Azdele Mitzvah. So you took it off unknowingly and you stopped doing the mitzvah. So in this case, even leaving your talis katan on does not help you in any way, as opposed to the previous case where you took a break from the mitzvah, but you planned on putting it back on. There you might not have to make a new bracha. That we discussed the machlokas in the poskim and lahalacha. We don't make another bracha, but here everyone agrees you're mechuyev to make another bracha because the mitzvah went away from you against your will and you didn't plan for it. And Sifkat Mem, Mishnah Brura writes, excuse me, that you're mechuyev to make another bracha, even if you're going to be putting it back that second. It says, what about if you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, how do you do it? I would guess a lot of the time that the talis falls off a person is when he's in the middle of Shemona Esrei. So if it not fall mimena b'amtsa tefilas yirches v'chziru achirim, so other people put it back on you, or even if you grab it off the table and put it back on yourself, kishe yisayim tefilas yirches yimashim v'tzitzis v'yivarch, so you should take the tzitzis in your hand and make another bracha at that point. What about, we said before, if most of it falls off of you, but not all of it? So the Mishnah Brura points out that not everyone agrees with this Mechaber. He quotes the Taz and El Yerabah and the Gra. They disagree, and they said if Rov of the Talis falls off of you, you do have to make another bracha. A lot of times what will happen is that people will have most of the Talis fall off, or all of the Talis will fall off, and they'll catch it in their hand before it hits the floor. So Mishnah Brura says there, everyone agrees that if it's completely off of your body, but you caught it in your hand, then according to the Mechaber, you need to make another bracha. It's not enough that you caught it in your hand, because there's no mitzvah to put tzitzis on your hand. The mitzvah is to put tzitzis on a beged that's on your body. And therefore, you lost out on the entire mitzvah, even though you caught it in your hand before it fell down. Therefore, you have to make another bracha in that case. And the Mishnah Brura just writes that in Beirach al Atalis v'nafal miyado kodem shenisatif bo v'igbiu levasho ein tzarech levarach shenis. This is the flip side of this argument, that you have it in your hand and you're about to put it on and you make the bracha and then you drop it, so you still don't have to make another bracha, because if there's no mitzvah to have it on your hand, there's a mitzvah to have it on your body. So technically it went from in your hand to on the floor to on your body, no big deal. And therefore you are yotze the bracha on the talis when you put it on. Okay, Sif Tes Zayin in the Mechaber. Halon betaliso belayla, a person who sleeps in his tzitzis at night, his talis. Tzarech levarech ala babokim lo pshato. If you did not remove it at all, you need to make another bracha anyway in the morning. V'tov l'mashmish bo b'shas bracha. So you should take it in your hands. Take the tzitzis in your hands when you make the bracha. Says the Ramah, v'chein yasa mishalovesh taliso kodim shi'ayir ayom. Or let's say you put on your talis before the zman of talis and tefillin. It happens sometimes a person davens in a very early minyan. He puts on the tzitzis before... He puts on his talis and tefillin, puts on his tzitzis before the zman of alos hashachar mishiyakir, so he can make a bracha once the sun comes up and he's at the appropriate time. So it says the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat Membeis. The reason why the Mechaber says you make the bracha when you wake up in the morning, because we paskin laila lav zman tzitzis, and that is therefore a hefsik. The nighttime is not chayiv in tzitzis, no matter what kind of clothing you're wearing. And therefore we say you have to make another bracha because the nighttime was a hefsik in your kiyam mitzvah. However, the Mishnah Brura then points out, others disagree. There's a big machlokas, we'll get to it later, between the Rambam and the Rush. Is it the types of clothing you wear at night? Maybe that's the pshat. Not that the nighttime is not chayiv in tzitzis. Maybe it's the types of clothing you wear at night, like pajamas, which are not chayiv. So you were wearing your daytime clothing at night. So some say you're not mechuyev to make another bracha, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah paskins that therefore you say savik brachas lahakel and you don't make a bracha. I know I'm over time, but let me just finish up this sifkat. And he says, let's say you take a nap during the day. It's a shiloh what you do if you're going to remove your tzitzis. He says, therefore, the best thing to do is, even if you're going to take the tzitzis off, the talis katan off, you should drape it over yourself along the lines of a blanket, and then you are yotze, and you don't have to, and not yotze, but then you don't have to make another bracha.